Candy or Kindness by Annette Alger, based on a true story. Look up the following scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 38. Circle the one you think fits the story best. It was almost time for the town's annual Easter egg hunt. Children lined up along the edge of the lawn, waiting for the signal to begin hunting for candy that had been scattered everywhere. This year, there were other prizes, too. Brightly colored plastic eggs had been hidden in the grass, and whoever found one could redeem it for a big candy bar. 8-year-old Justin saw one of those eggs lying not far away. As soon as the signal was given, he ran straight for it. He grabbed the egg, then noticed another one close by. Quickly, he retrieved it, too. He gazed down at his hands, each now holding a plastic egg. He was so excited. He was not only going to get one, but two delicious, gigantic candy bars. Then he looked up and saw a mother with her two sons. He could see that the boys were blind, and their mother was holding their hands, trying to help them find some treats. As Justin watched them, he noticed that before the mother could lead her sons to candy, another child would spy it and promptly scoop it up. This happened again and again. The hunt was almost over, and the boys' hands were still empty. Once more, Justin looked down at his hands and his treasured eggs. Then he quietly tiptoed over to the boys, bent down, and placed an egg on the ground by each of them. The mother, with a tear streaming down her cheek, mouthed the words, "Thank you." She guided her son's hands downward, and they discovered the precious eggs. Their faces lit up with excitement. Justin got a big grin on his face. He didn't get any candy bars that day, but he still felt like a winner. End of article. Candy or Kindness by Annette Alger, based on a true story.